Hi, this is David Deal, and I'm honored to be sitting with the 17th head coach of the New York Football Giants, head coach Ben McAdoo. Obviously, today was a big day for you with your first official press conference and interview. And what does it mean to you to be the head coach of the New York Football Giants?
Well, obviously, this franchise has a ton of tradition and is run by, the Mara family, the Tisch family, and they do a great job. They run a class organization, and it's an honor to be the head coach here and have an opportunity to work with Jerry Reese.
You're from Homer City, a big football town, surrounding areas. You know, tell me about the dream of making this possible for you.
Well, Homer City is, in southwestern Pennsylvania. Proud to grow up there. You got to watch Blinken going through there because you'll run right through it. You may miss it. But, no, this is an opportunity you work for your whole life once you start coaching. And I feel very fortunate to have this opportunity.
And I know that you mentioned Coach Coughlin in your interview and in your press conference today. Just talk a little bit about the impact he had on you as a football coach.
Yeah, Coach Coughlin, obviously, the amount of success he's had running two different franchises and specifically putting two trophies in the case here and actually being an assistant before that. He's had a tremendous impact on me these last 2 years. And just the discipline and the passion and the consistency and, everything revolved around leadership. He's been tremendous. And, we talked about earlier today, we talked about staying on TC time, staying five minutes ahead on the clocks on the, for the players and for the coaches to get that jump start on our preparation and being detailed in that aspect. And that has a lot to do with it.
You know, what would be the identity of a football player that you are looking for?
When we talk about, the type of player we're looking for, sound, smart, and tough players who are committed to discipline and poise. Sound, we're referring to fundamentals. Mastery of fundamentals is paramount. You can go to Kmart and get a playbook. But the fundamentals, they take time and discipline and hard work to get better at and improve. Smart, the best players are the smartest players. And that's the responsibility of us as coaches and the players to put themselves in position to be successful on the field. Tough players, physical toughness is, everyone talks about physical toughness, but the game today, a lot of it is about emotional and mental toughness and being able to last for 60-plus minutes. Discipline and poise, discipline, you have to, be comfortable in your own skin there, and you have to be able to maintain your focus on when the bombs are going off around you, and whether those distractions are personal or professional, you have to be able to maintain your focus. And poise is also important to us because you have to be comfortable being uncomfortable in pressure situations.
And going along with that, your statement during the press conference was, you said, we're not here to rebuild, we're here to reload and chase that fifth championship trophy.
Absolutely. Rebuilding isn't in the vocabulary here. The New York Giants, a historied franchise. The trophies in the case speak for itself, and we're looking to add to the mix. We want to put the fifth one in the case.
And my last question for you is, obviously, this is a big jump for you. You said right now that the coaching staff is fluid. What are your next steps moving forward here to put the Giants back in that race of the NFC East and in the NFL?
Well, right now we're trying to get a staff together so we can assemble, get our eyes on the film, and communicate what we need to needs-wise down the hallway to personnel so we're on the same page there. And then we also have to, evaluate, not just the end of games, but everything that goes into an offense, defense, and special teams. And, that's important. But we got to get our staff together. And, my phone, it's dancing on my desk right now. It's going crazy with all the, calls coming and going and texts coming and going. But that's a good problem to have.
I sincerely appreciate your time, and I know I speak on behalf of myself and the Giants fans. We're excited, and we're ready for you to be the head coach.
Thanks, Dave. We're excited as well.